Hi, my name is Scott Lawler, and today's tutorial is going to be on a little program called WinRAR. WinRAR is a file compression application, much like the PKZip program and 7-Zip application and some other things that you use to compress multiple files into one archive. And there are a lot of things I like about WinRAR. The first of them is that it's very versatile. It'll extract RAR files as well as zip files. It'll even extract files from an ISO DVD image, which is pretty cool. And it integrates right into the shell of Windows Explorer. So what I'm going to do is, first, before I show you how WinRAR works, I'm going to go through some of the options with you on the program.
Context menu, default program, program submenu, accessory submenu, Win submenu, Win applications, Windows Live submenu, WinRAR submenu, console R manual, WinRAR.
Okay, we'll bring up WinRAR.
Leaving menus, system 32 WinRAR, list view, file folder, 1 of 2662.
And we'll go to options.
Find archive dialog, file name, edit combo, 0 items.
I hardly ever use it from the interface itself, so let me look around here a little
menu
bit.
Menu bar, file, command, tools. Menu, load menu, wizard. Scan archive for viruses, OD. Convert archive, OQ. Repair archive, OTOP. Convert archive to SFX. Find files, F3. Show information, OTOP. Generate report, OT. Benchmark and ARP, wizard. Scan archive, favorites menu, add to favorites, control F. Command menu, add files to archive, OTOP. Lock archive, OTOP. Protect ARP, add archive, OTOP. Extract without print file, control I. Rename file, delete file, OTOP. New file, OT. S archive, file. Extract to this, add files to ARP. Lock archive, OTOP. Protect archive from damage, OTOP. Add archive, comment, OTOP. Extract without confirmation, OTOP. Print file, control I. File menu, open archive, save archive, change drop, set default, pass, copy files, double paste files from select all control, select group grid, deselect group, invert selection grid, exit, open archive, control O, menu, help menu, help, options menu, settings, control S.
There we go.
Import export sub menu, settings, control S.
Okay, settings, this
menu
is what we want.
Menu, settings, dialog, general page, kilobytes, system low priority, checkbox not checked. Compression page, compression profile, create default button, pass page, folder for temporary, file list page, list type, list view, viewer page, viewer type associate, security page, red evidence, integration page, associate, WinRAR checkbox.
There you go, there's this thing that says integration page, but when you install this application, this little set this little dialog will come up automatically after you install it. So let me go through this with you so you know what to check on this. Probably check all this stuff actually, but I'll go through it anyway.
RAR checkbox check.
This is things to associate with. You want to check RAR.
Associate WinRAR with zip checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with cap checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with ARJ checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with LZH checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with ACE checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with 7-Zip checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with R checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with D-Zip checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with UUE checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with BZ2 checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with R checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with ISO checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with Z checkbox check. Associate WinRAR with select all button. User-defined archive extension. User-defined archive extension. Edit combo. 0 items. Interface add WinRAR to desktop checkbox not checked. Interface add WinRAR to start menu checkbox not checked. Interface create WinRAR program group checkbox checked. Shell integration integrate WinRAR into shell checkbox checked.
Now you want to integrate WinRAR into the shell.
Shell integration cascaded context menus checkbox not checked.
You don't want to do it with cascaded menus because I think that means that you have to like right arrow after you hit the menu to get to the options. So that's just a pain in the neck, so you don't want to do that.
Shell integration icons and context menus checkbox checked.
Icons and context menu, you want to have that checked.
Shell integration context menu items button. OK button.
And there's a list of context menu buttons that you can take a look at if you want to, but I've already got all that set up. So we're just hit cancel because I didn't make any changes.
Cancel button. List view, file folder, 1 of 2662.
Okay, let me get out of the interface.
Windows mail message list view, unread, send space view, above it. Desktop, folder, stop.
And I'll show you how this RAR program works. It's really cool.
Computer. Windows Explorer.
So
CK1.5
let me go find an archive that I want to uncompress.
List view, dollar recycle.
Let's see here.
Modern drama. Dollar reset temp. Folder view list view from MP3 red.
Okay,
folder
there
view
we go.
Descriptions 112. Alan Steele 01 Coyote Part 1. RAR.
Okay. This is a book I just uploaded to some mailing lists called Coyote Rising by Alan Steele, and it's in two RAR files.
Alan Steele's midriff, zip.
Now there's also zip files. It'll do both of these. So we'll do the arc, we'll do the RAR file first.
Alan Steele 01 Coyote Part 1.
Okay, I'm going to hit the context key on this.
Context menu open. Upload the sense extract files.
Okay, there's extract files, which means it'll just extract the files to the current directory that you're in right now, which is usually what I do.
Extract here.
Extract here. If you do that, it'll give you it'll give you the option to specify a particular folder for thing, but if you're doing it for each archive, that can take quite a while to always have to specify that.
Extract to Alan Steele 01 Coyote.
Okay, extract to Alan Steele 01 Coyote Rising. What that does is it creates a folder based on the name of the file itself. And sometimes I do this as well because when people create RAR files, you can create them from a directory that you have on the hard drive, or you can create them from a group of files within a directory. So if you go to extract here, it'll just put those files on the drive and not put them in the directory that they were intended to be in. And I'll explain a little bit about that. So
extract here. Extract files.
I'll just extract files because I know when I create my RAR files, I create them from the actual directory and not just a group of files themselves. So I'll do this, and on mine it's going to be X. It's the shortcut key, but it may not be that on yours, so you'll want to look around on that. Hit 5 on your number pad to get the...
A.
Oh, wait.
Extract files. Extract here.
Oh, wait. Extract here.
X.
Sorry, extract files creates the path, creates the options for the path, not extract here. Sorry. But you'll be able to figure this stuff out pretty easily. It's pretty cool. And there's a background button, so you can put the task in the background if you want, so you don't have to bump into it when you're alt-tabbing around through Windows and stuff like that. And it's taking quite a while to extract this. I don't know why that is. But there are some other cool things you can do with this. Oh, there we go. It's done.
Alan Steele 01 Coyote.
Okay, created a folder called Alan Steele 01 Coyote. So if I go in here, I see all my files that I created.
Folder view with you, Alan Steele.
So,
Alan Steele, Bibrio, Zip, Alan Steele 01, Coyote, Part 1. Alan Steele, Left there, 01.
Okay. I'm going to show you now how to create. Oh, wait, I said it'll work on zip files also.
Alan Steele, Galaxy Blue, Zip.
Okay, there's a zip file.
Context menu open.
Context menu.
Extract files. Extract here.
So we got the same options for zip files.
Extract to Alan Steele, Galaxy Blue.
So I'm not going to extract that because I just extracted a file. Okay. So now I'm going to create a RAR archive out of this. Out of this book. Now, first, I want to see how big the files are.
Folder view with you, 0, 0, 120.
Okay.
20 items selected, 423 MB.
Okay, it's 423 meg.
Space, folder view with you, Alan.
Now, the reason I create archives, RAR files, when I put
folder, Alan Steele, 0.
When I put archives on Senspace is because Senspace has a 300 meg limit on a file. And since I have my audiobooks and other things in a specific sort of folder substructure and stuff like that that I want to keep, I just create RAR files so that when people extract them, it'll extract into the folder structure that I have set up, which is I would assume is what most people want anyway. You probably don't want all your audiobooks extracting to one place, because if you extract a bunch of them, you're going to get stuff all mixed up. So that's why I do RAR files. RAR extensions on things that are bigger than 300 meg, because it lets me split it into that file size or smaller and still maintain the directory structure that I have set up for audiobooks or multi-CD projects or whatever. So let me show you how this works.
Context menu open.
Okay, context menu.
Alt rename here, explore, generate MD5, add the Windows bookmark, include in Windows, play in Windows, easy CDDA, scan with Microsoft, share, add to archive.
Add to archive, that's what I want. There are some other options like add to archive and email and stuff like that, but that's not very useful.
Share, add to archive.
We'll go to add to archive.
Leaving menus, EFFMP rewrite, folder view with you, Alan Steele 01, Coyote 110, 2010, 438 PM, file folder, 1-14, folder view with you, Alan Steele 01, Coyote 110, 2010, 438 PM, file folder, 1-14, archive name and parameters dialog, general page, archive name edit combo, Alan Steele 01, Coyote RAR.
Now it's giving the name of the folder, the archive name is going to be the same as the folder name. You could change it though if you wanted to.
Browse button, profiles button. Archive format RAR radio button checked, 102.
There are two options. There's RAR and there's
archive format zip radio button checked.
Zip. Zip doesn't have as many options, but I'll go through those as well. Let me go through the zip files options since I'm already here.
Compression method combo box, normal 406.
There are six options. There's normal. There's store, which just stores the files and doesn't add any compression. There's best, which is really good.
Update mode combo box, add and delete files. What archiving options, delete files after archiving, checkbox not checked.
You can delete the files after you create the archive.
Archiving options, create SFX archive, checkbox not checked.
You can create a self-extracting archive, which is an EXE file, so people who don't have these programs can do that. But these self-extracting files. Well, a lot of people, I think, are weary of downloading executables, which is understandable. So I never do that.
Archiving options, test archive files, checkbox, not checked.
You can test the archive files.
Okay button.
And there's okay.
Archive name edit combo.
So we'll go back to RAR.
Profile. Archive format zip radio button checked. 202. Archive format RAR radio button checked. 102.
There is RAR.
Compression method combo box. Normal 406.
Now I'm hitting my tab key, but it doesn't say tab because that's annoying. So that option is still the same in zip files.
With the volume, I set a combo.
Split to volume. This is really important. If you're creating an archive. And it's like this one's 423 meg, so we want to split it into two archives because SimSpace will only accept files that are 300 meg or less. So I'm going to type 200M. If you type anything else like 200B or 200K, I think it'll create files of those sizes, which will be a lot of files. Make sure you get that right. It's 200M for meg.
Add and replace.
I'm going to delete the files after I'm done because I don't want this book anyway.
Check. Archiving options. Create SFX archive. Checkbox not checked.
Create SFX. No, I'm not.
Archiving options. Create solid archive. Checkbox not checked.
Create solid archive is an option that gives you a little bit more compression, but it takes a long time. But the compression isn't really a lot better. Oh, I didn't change the compression method. Change that to best.
Best. Split to update archiving options, create SFX archive, check archiving options, create solid archiving options, put authenticity verification, checkbox not checked.
Put authenticity verification.
Archiving options, put recovery records, checkbox not checked.
Recovery records are like QuickPAR files that you can use if you download an archive from like a news group and you're missing one RAR file, but you've got the recovery sets. You can run the recovery sets and it'll recreate the missing part if you've got enough recovery blocks, which is a really cool thing to have. That gets a little more advanced and something I'm not really going to cover in this tutorial.
Archiving options, test archive files, checkbox,
test archive.
Archiving options, lock archive, checkbox, not checked.
Lock archive, I think that gives you the option to have a password. Let me see what that does.
Check. Okay button.
Oh, wait.
Archiving options, lock archive, checkbox, check.
I'm not going to lock it.
Okay. Not check.
So we'll okay, just button. Hit okay.
Creating archive balance, deal 01, cutover, RAR dialog. Archive balance, deal 01, cutover, adding 0120.
Okay. So we're going to change the background, and while this is going on, I'm going to show you something else about this archive thing, because it'll take a while to compress anyway. Let me go to another folder. We are going to go to... Where am I going? Okay, there we go. Here we go. This is a book by Brad Thor. It's called The First Commandment.
Folder view list view, the first commandment 010119, Brad Thor, George Kittle, MP31920101155AM, MPEG layer 3 audio file 4. The first comment, 164 items selected, 600 MB computer.
It's 164 items. I guess the person who ripped this, what they did was they ripped this like some people would do their audiobooks. Each track is a separate file. This has got lists like 10 CDs.
The first commandment, 10818, Brad.
So, what you can do with WinRAR, which is really cool, is you can create an archive. You can join MP3 files together. Now, I know you can do that in GoldWave too, but this you can do just right from the context menu without having to launch any other applications. And I'll show you how this works. It's pretty cool. Okay, so I want to join all the files from the first disk into one CD. Let me do that.
The first commandment 01719. The first commandment 01919. Brad Thor, George Kittle, MP3.
Now I know this has got 19 files. So what I did was I just select all 19 of these files.
Selected the first commandment 19 items selected 60.1 MB computer.
Okay, so then.
Context menu play with them.
I go to add to
open.
Archive.
Add to Windows media play with Windows easy CDDA scan with Microsoft quick parse and add to archive.
Okay, go to add to archive.
Leave menu event Brad Thor 06 the first commandment folder view list view.
Now what the name of the file.
Brad Thor 06, the first commandment, RAR.
It's the first commandment, RAR. I'm going to change that.
Period. Select it, period.
Change that to CD1.
One, period, RAR.
After the RAR part, you want to put .mp3. .mp3.
Browse button, profiles button, archive format, RAR radio button, check. One of the compression method combo box, normal, 406.
This is very important. In compression, change it to normal, or change it to store.
Store.
Because if you change it to anything else, the MP3 will sound pretty funny, I'm sure. I've never done it, but I imagine it would.
Split to volumes, I set it combo.
You don't need to split it to volumes.
Something, archiving options, archiving options, put off and visit, archiving options, create SFA, archiving options, delete files after archiving, check box, not check.
And delete files after archiving, I'm going to do that because I don't want all these little parts when I'm done.
Check, archiving, okay button.
So then I'll hit okay.
CD1, RAR MP3 dialog, archives. CD1, RAR MP3, CD1.
Okay, now.
The first commandment, CD1, RAR MP3.
It's done.
CD1, RAR MP3.
Now I'm playing it in Winamp, but I've got my another sound card using Winamp.
Okay, but it says it's CD1. The track length is
65 minutes 43 seconds. Okay, so it sets a track length so you can tell that it joined everything. Now the cool thing about this is, okay, suppose that you give somebody a book of these CDs, and they want to extract it into the tracks that it was in before. All you can do is rename it. Take off the MP3. And then
rename dialog. If you change your file to get
yeah, okay, rename it.
Folder view is new, CD1.
Now that says CD1 now.
CD1.
Says CD1 RAR. So
context menu open.
If you go to
extract the CD1, easy CD, extract the CD1.
If you go to extract to CD1.
Leaving menu, Ethan Brad 406. CD1. RAR 112 CD1.
Now there's a directory called CD1.
Folder view list view, the first commandment 010119.
And you've got your tracks back. So
space, folder view list.
That is a really cool way to do that. You can join, if you join the files in a directory with WinRAR, when you're done joining those files, even if the file name is just with an MP3 extension after you send it to a list or whatever, if you change it to a RAR file extension and then extract it, if it was joined in RAR, it should unextract those files. Now, if it wasn't, it'll just say invalid archive when you go to extract the files. So that's a little bit about WinRAR. I hope this helps people out who are having problems with the application. Because if you were weary of downloading RAR files simply because you didn't know anything about RAR or didn't have the application, you're missing out on some pretty cool stuff. Because not everything is going to be in zip format. So you have some more options now with the RAR files. And for some of the lists that I'm going to be uploading this to, if you want a copy of the application, there are people on lists who have it, I think, but I can get you a copy also if you want to email me. And my email address is sklawlor@mac.com. So I hope you guys like this little tutorial that I put together. And if you have any questions, you can write me. Thanks for listening.